That is how we read the Bible.
我们还要去教导别人。
And then we teach others.
别人还称作我们什么老师之类的。
Some people will call us teacher.
你难过不难过弟兄姊妹？
Aren't you sad?
你我不是误人子弟，不是叫别人子弟耽误掉了吗？
Don't we leading people astray?
所以但愿开我们的眼睛。
Let us, the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见说我们的主一点一画都不废去。
That there is not missed a single mark.
所以这就是马可福音里面我们主怎样是无愧的。
So we can see in the Gospel of Mark how to be a workman irreproachable.
整本马可福音是十六章。
The entire Gospel of Mark is 16 chapters.
讲到神的仆人那个形象，是牛的形象。
We see the form of a ox.
前面的十章。
In the first 10 chapters.
给我们看见牛在耕耘，在田里耕耘。
We see the ox tilling the ground.
后面的六章
the last six chapters,
给我们看牛绑在祭台上
we see the ox on the altar.
两个都是工作
both are works.
我们觉得田里工作才是工作
we think that tilling the ground is work.
我们从来没有想过奉献也是工作
but we don't think that sacrifice is work.
我们工作有多少就根据我们的奉献
The number of our work, the, how much we work is according to how much our consecration.
当我们的主的工作上的最高潮的时候
when our Lord reached the apex of his work,
他不是在田里
he wasn't in the field.
他在祭台上
he was on the altar.
当你读前面第十章，前面十章的时候
when you read the first ten chapters,
你看见我们的主很自然地做两个工作
you see two natural works that he did.
如果你读马可福音第十章的话
if you are to read chapter 10 of Mark,
那里有一段圣经很清楚讲到什么样是神的仆人。
It shows us what a workman of God is.
主怎么说呢？你们中间谁愿为大，就得做你们的用人。第十章第四十三节。
But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.
你们是对门徒来说。
And this was referring to the disciples.
所以这个用人是家中的用人。
This servant is a servant in the house.
所以如果做工的话
if you do a work,
第一，你要在神的家中尽忠。
First, you need to work in the house.
像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
所以如果你要伟大的话
if you are to be great,
你要做别，你必做你们的用人。
You need to be your servant.
所以要做门徒的用人。
You to be the servant of the disciples.
意思就是说做家中的用人。
And that is to be a household servant.
四十四节。
Verse 46,
在你们中间谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人。
And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all.
这里仆人是奴仆。
Here, it's slave.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
You understand?
在家中做仆人。
At home, to be a servant.
做用人。
To be a servant.
你还可以回家的。
You can still go home.
但是如果做奴仆的话你就没有自己。
But if you are to be a slave, you have no freedom.
所以这里给我们看，做工有两个工厂。
Here we see two factories.
一个是家中所用的。
One is to be a household servant.
还有一个是众人的。
The other one is to be a slave of all.
所以牛的功用有两种。
So two functions of an ox.
一个在田里耕耘。
One is tilling the ground.
还有一个在家中做粗重的工作。
And the other thing is to the household chores.
我们叫这个时候他也供了牛奶。
And then he gives milk for example.
所以这是牛的两个大的工厂。
That is the two factories.
请大家记得。
Let us remember.
当我们读前面马可十章的时候。
When we read the first ten chapters of Mark.
一面我们主在田里耕耘。
On one hand, he is tilling the ground in the field.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
他做神家中的。
He is a household servant.
他呼召门徒。
He calls the disciples.
训练他。
He trained the disciples.
服侍他。
He served the disciples.
做他们的用。
He became their servant.
但是当他做田中耕耘的时候
But when he was tilling the ground in the field,
他还没有做人类救主之前
Before he was the savior of mankind,
他就做了人类的朋友
He became the friend of man.
他一直伤心
He was grieved.
医治那些伤心的人
He healed those who were grieving.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 在这里你看得很清楚
Here, very clearly,
当你从马可第一章到第十章
from Mark 1 to 10,
牛在田里
the ox is in the field,
或者在家里
or at home,
他无论无论是家中的佣人或者田里的奴仆
either a household servant or a slave in the field,
这就是我们主在马可福音前面十章的工作
This is our Lord's work in the first 10 chapters of Mark.
用今天的话来说
in today's word.
在田里工作就是传福音。
In the field, you're preaching the gospel.
那么在家中做佣人就是造就的工作。
And at home, you are doing the work of building.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
这是无愧的工作。
This is a workman
of
repentance.
给我们看见他是怎么做工的。
It shows us how he does his work.
我们真是为着这个要来感谢。
For this, we thank the Lord.
如果大家这样来读马可福音的话，
if you are to read the Gospel of Mark,
你大概知道无愧的工人是怎样的工。
You know what type of workman is a workman irreproachable.
但是稀奇的。
But quite amazing.
你知道在路加福音。
In the Gospel of Luke,
圣灵特别给我们注意两点，在马可福音里面是看不见。
There are two things that we do not see in the Gospel of Mark that we see in Luke.
在马太也看不见。
We also don't see it in Matthew.
甚至于在约翰福音也看不见。
We don't see it in John either.
所以路加福音特别给我们看这两点。
Luke shows us two points.
哪两点呢？
What are these two points?
就给我们看。我们知道马可福音一开始主耶稣就开始工作。
We know that at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, our Lord immediately starts working.
但只有路加福音告诉我们。
But only Luke tells us.
当我们的主来服侍我们的时候
，When the Lord serves us，
要记得一件事，就是我们的主，那就是要记得一件事，就是我们的主他生下来是个婴孩。
We know that he was born as an infant.
从路加福音我们知道他的旅程是从马槽开始。
We know that his journey began with the manger.
弟兄姊
妹，
要记得。
Let's remember.
你怎么知道主耶稣降生在哪？
How do you know where he was born?
所以天使就告诉牧羊人。
The angel told the shepherd.
你看见有个婴孩被放在马槽里。
You know that an infant is placed in a manger.
他就是主基督。
He is the Lord Jesus.
他就是基督。
He is Christ.
你怎么在这么多人里面有一位就是主基督呢？
How do you know that he is Christ?
你看他那么软弱。
He is so weak.
他被包在布里面。
He is in cloth.
然后放在马槽里。
Placed in the manger.
这就是记号。这就是记号。
This is the mark.
你不会弄错。
This is the sign.
你一定找对人了。
You will find the right person.
所以现在是路加告诉你。
So it is Luke who tells us.
当你看见在马可、在马太、在约翰
，in Matthew and Mark and John，
整个工作像一棵大树一样。
The Lord's work is like a big tree.
你知道，当你看一棵大树，是你看得见的。
When you see a big tree，
你看得见，走。
You can actually see it. It's visible.
所以我们要知道，为主做工，很自然的就让人就看见了。
And when we work for the Lord, it's a visible work.
你站在讲台上，人就看见了。
When you stand on the pulpit, people see you.
你抢救灵魂，人就看见了。
When you save souls, people see you.
你在那打扫，人就看见了。
When you are cleaning, people see you.
人家说这个是工人。
People say this is a workman.
人家说这是无愧的工人。
And workmen irreproachable.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候你看见一个伟大的树。
Many times when you see a visible tree.
但是我们要知道为什么有这个伟大的树呢？
Why is there a visible tree?
你能看这个树所以伟大。
This tree is great.
这个树所以看得见。
It is visible.
因为它有很长的时间是看不见的。
Because for the longest time it was invisible.
那就是我们预备的。
And that is when we are preparing.
这位无愧的工人是怎么被神预备的？
How is a workman irreproachable prepared?
他不是一开始就结果累累。
It is. He does not bear much fruit immediately.
圣经告诉我们说，
It's quite
clear. 他有30年是别人看不见的。
He has 30 years which other people could not see.
弟兄姊妹，现在你才知道那个根到底有多深。
Now you know how deep that root is.
许多时候我们羡慕一个伟大的树。
So many times we admire a great tree.
我们从来不知道这个树为什么这么伟大。
But many times we don't know why it's so great.
原来有一部分是看不见的。
It is some portion is hidden.
原来有一段日子。
For some time.
在人面前你看不见。
Before man, you cannot see it.
在神面前你就看见。
But you can see it before God.
因为以赛亚就告诉我们，他在耶和华面前生长，好像嫩芽。
Because in Isaiah it says that he grew up before him like a tender shoot.
所以弟兄姊
妹，brothers and sisters,
虽然这三十年人看不见，
even though in these 30 years man could not see it,
但他像根一样干净。
But he was like a root in parched ground.
只有天做他的供应。
Only heaven was his sustenance.
天的笑容做他的满足。
And only the smile from heaven was his supply.
弟兄姊妹，他看得见的部分和看不见的部分比例是怎样的比例呢？
What was the proportion between the visible and invisible?
看得见三年半。
What you could, what was visible is 3.5 years.
看不见,
what was invisible was 30 years.
我要问你,
I asked brothers and sisters, who, when before they do their work,
经过30人训练, 然后才工作3年半,
trains for 30 years, prepares for 30 years, and only works 3.5 years. Today, a doctor trains for 8 to 10 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不过8年到10年就可以了,
8 to 10 years, they could be a doctor.
但是一个无愧的工人,
but a workman irreproachable.
他一生总共只有33年半,
a life only of
33.5 years.
Is it possible that he can waste his time hidden 30 years?
而这30年,
and these 30 years,
请大家记得一件事,
remember,
这30年是隐藏的30年,
these 30 years are hidden years.
这30年仅神看得见30年,
these 30 years only God could see.
一共多少日子?
How many days?
一万年,
10,000 days.
我要问你,
I ask brothers and sisters,
今天为什么我们的工作只有那么多?
Why today is our work that feeble?
我们要问,
we have to ask,
我们有多少天是活在世?
How many days have we lived before God?
我们的主隐藏在神面前一万年,
our Lord was hidden before the Father for 10,000 days.
阳光一万天以后,
after 10,000 days,
圣灵好像把那个水闸打开,
the Holy Spirit as if he opened up the dam.
然后圣灵的活水已经涌流出来,
and the waters of living waters flowed out.
我们主工作的能力,
the power of the, our Lord,
乃是根据那30年的积蓄,
was according to the 30 hidden years.
So, 亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见我们什么样子的惭愧,
here we see how shameful of a workman
we are. 我们读一点圣经就可以教导别人,
we just read a little Bible and we can teach.
我们似乎都搞不熟就已经是别人的老师,
we're not even clear on the four gospels and we can teach others.
弟兄姊妹, 我们是什么样的工人?
What kind of workmen are we?
我们有没有用10,000天的日子来读主自己的话呢?
Have we spent 10,000 days reading the word?
然后我们来帮助别人的时候我们知道我们在讲什么,
and then when we help others we know what we're spending.
我们太聪明了,
we're too smart.
我们连神学院都不需要,
we don't need seminary.
我们随便 需要读几本参考书,
we just have to read some of the books.
我们口才好一点,
and we have a good speech, then we can teach.
我们就可以桃李满地啊,到处都学生,
and then we can have all these different students following us.
弟兄姊妹,
how much effort have you spent?
你逃不过学生的眼睛,
you will not escape the eye,
逃不过大家的眼睛,
you will not deceive people.
如果一个人不练习,
if somebody doesn't play,
他自己知道,
piano,
他自己知道,
he knows.
两天不练习,
if he doesn't play twice,
他自己知道,
the wife knows.
如果三天不练习,
if he doesn't practice for 3 days,
全世界都知道,
the entire world knows.
所以弟兄姊妹, 为什么今天主的工作是这个光景?
Why is the condition of God's work as
it is? 因为我们是个惭愧的工作,
because we are workmen of reproach.
我们有多少时间是隐藏在神面前?
How many days have we been hidden before the Father?
我们急着要效法,
we are anxious to
teach,
we are anxious to work,
而且你顾虑很有果效,
and it's very effective.
那些果效给你一个错误的引导,
but it gives you a wrong impression,
觉得你很成功了,
as if you're very successful.
乃是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 今天我们能不能来到主面前?
How, if we can come before the Lord,
我承认我们是不是无愧的工作,
and acknowledge that whether we are not an irreproachable workman.
我记得有一个弟兄叫做麦雅各弟兄,
I remember a brother named McKendrick.
他呢，倪弟兄特地替他写了传记, 替他写了解释, Brother Lee 特别介绍他,
oh, Brother Lee actually especially introduced him.
倪弟兄说今天有恩赐的人很多,
Brother Lee mentioned that many people have gifts today.
像穆迪就是很有恩赐的人,
for example Moody,
这些有恩赐的人我们学不来,
we can't learn much from those who have gifts.
但是麦雅格我们学得来,
but we can learn from McKendrick.
麦雅格的特点不是福音的恩赐,
McKendrick wasn't, he didn't have the gift of the gospel.
他的特点是传经的理,
but he had the spirit of preaching the gospel.
他只是矿工,
he was just a coal miner.
他没有读过什么书,
he was not educated.
神用他在苏格兰工作,
but God used him in Scotland.
他有的时候看到一般女工在那笑他，他秃头的。
And you would see that many of the women would laugh at him because he was bald.
结果他的眼睛又扫过他们,
And then he would look around them.
没有多久，他们就非常惭愧。
And very soon they became shameful.
很多人就得救了。
Many of them were saved.
所以那本书英文叫 Seen and Heard， 中文叫见与闻。
So there's this book named Seen and Heard.
那这本是很好的书。
It's a very good book.
如果大家只记住那本书。
If you were to read that book.
有人问过麦雅文，你的秘诀是什么？
Somebody asked McKendrick, what is your secret?
他说我的秘诀。
He said, my secret is.
我在神面前时间远远多过我站在人面前。
The time that I've spent before God far surpasses the time that I've spent with man.
这就是麦雅文。
This is McKendrick's.
因为他被磨成像儿子。
Because he was being conformed to the image of his son.
所以在他身上。
So on his life,
in his life, 看见神的工作在他身上。
We see the work of God in his life.
那么这三十年一万英里，我们主怎么经过的？
How did our Lord pass these 10,000 days?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是路加福音告诉我们那三十年那一段。
So Luke tells us.The part of the 30 years.
那么如果你光读那一段，有什么东西呢？
If you were to just read that portion, it's as if you would not read much.
但是路加他用整本的路加福音。
But the entire Gospel of Luke.
他又告诉我们主耶稣的习惯。
He tells us his habits, his customs.
这个习惯不是一天养成的。
That habit didn't occur overnight.
这个习惯一定是那三十年养成的。
That habit was formed in this 30 years.
原来呢，三十年就神怎么样预备这样一个无愧的工人。
And how the God prepared.This irreproachable work.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你能不能觉得我只要到一个学校，经过四年，我这个毕业就可以工作了？
Can you say that today I go to school for four years, I graduate and I can work?
但是我们的主所经过的不是这样。
But our Lord didn't go through that.
他在三十年里面学了许多，后来他要用。
He learned many things in those 30 years.
所以如果你要找他的秘诀的话，
If you were to find his secret,
你要到整本路加福音里面去找。
You have to look through the entire gospel of Luke.
你自然就找到了。
Then you will find it.
比方说他。有一个秘诀，他有一个习惯，一个祷告的习惯。
So there was one habit that he had, and that was the habit of prayer.
在隐藏生活里面
，in a hidden life，
有三件事。
There's three things.
第一，祷告。
First prayer.
慢慢你就看见说，从路加福音记载，你说他有个习惯。
So you will see that he has that habit.
那么特别到重大事情，他一定祷告。
He would always pray when great things were happening.
比方在受浸的时候。
For example, during his baptism,
你说更祷告的时候，天就开了。
And when he was praying, the heavens opened.
那么还有他选12个使徒的时候。
And also when he chose the 12 disciples.
你说耶稣上商山去祷告，整夜的祷告。
And he prayed throughout the evening on the mountain.
那么还有呢，他当他第一次要告诉门徒他要上十字架。
And the first time when he told the disciples he was going to the cross.
好，告诉宣布这些重大事情。
When he declared this the big news.
耶稣自己祷告的时候，门徒也和他在那。
And when he was praying, the disciples were there with him.
然后主耶稣才问他们说，你们说人是谁？
And then he asked the disciples, who do men say that I am?
然后从那个时候开始，主才告诉门徒他要上十字架。
And it was after that time that he told them he was going to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当你要宣布重大事情之前，
before announcing something big,
你有没有像我们的主这样？
Are you like our Lord?
当在变化山上。
On the Mount of Transfiguration,
正祷告的时候，他的面就改变了。
As he was praying, his face was transfigured.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们以为主变化就变化。
We thought that he was transfigured and he was transfigured.
但是你告诉我们，他正祷告的时候，他就改变了。
But it was when he was praying is when he was transfigured.
所以非常的清楚。
Very clear, brothers and sisters.
还有一次，他连续有好多好多神迹。
And after several miracles that he performed.
然后最后圣经怎么说呢？
And at the end, what does the Bible say?
当你工作这么成功。
After such a successful work.
一个成绩，一个神迹，又一个神迹。
Miracle after miracle.
圣经说耶稣却退到旷野。
The Bible said that he went out into the wilderness, retreated into the wilderness to pray.
我们如果要传福音的话。
If we are to preach the gospel.
如果要行神迹的话。
If we are to do miracles.
我们得先祷告主。
We pray first, right?
很多传福音聚会。
Many gospel meetings.
像 Moody 那个时候也是呀。
Even during the time of Moody.
他在苏格兰传福音。
In Scotland when he preached.
中午就有一个祷告大会。
So there would be a great meeting in the
morning. 大家都来在一起祷告。
Everybody comes to pray.
要求神行神迹。
To pray for miracles.
果然神听那个祷告。
And the Lord answered those
prayers. 晚上神迹就发生了。
And at night there were miracles.
所以我们的习惯是什么？
So what is a
hustle? 在神迹没有发生以前。
Before a miracle happens,
我们拼命祷告,
we pray and pray and pray.
主也听我们祷告,
and the Lord answers our prayer.
但是我们主刚好相